Playwright Lisa Cron has mined her own life to create her work. She wrote a play about being the child of a Holocaust survivor and another about her mother's activism and struggles with chronic illness. Cron's latest play is currently getting its world premiere at the Humana Festival of New American Plays at Actors Theatre of Louisville, and it too draws on her own experience, but it's an experience shared by millions of people. Elizabeth Kramer tells us more.
Lisa Cron had a problem with her telephone company's customer service.
And I found myself screaming at this person, "I'm going to write a play about this." And there was a little bit of a beat. And what I perceived the person on the other end of the phone doing was sort of shrugging and saying, you know, go ahead, knock yourself out.
So Cron did. And she stars in it.
Okay, so a couple of months ago, I get this Verizon bill that said I had an unpaid balance on 15364.
Those.
Right? And I was like, I know I paid that bill. So I looked at my records and discovered that I had paid the bill, but I'd paid it to Verizon Wireless because, okay, so boring. I used to pay Verizon Wireless separately, but then they changed it and put it together into one
this
bill.
This is so like what happened to me.
Okay, but just let me finish, okay?
You heard right. That's Verizon with an F.
But it's a little bit more ambiguous in the title.
In the title, it's spelled V-E-R-I, then two asterisks, O-N. Her cast members were quick to offer their own customer service nightmares. One was Clayton Dean Smith.
My apartment building was purchased by a developer, one of the colossal real estate corporations. I gave them notice that I was leaving, and I never heard back from anyone. Finally, in the end, I left my keys on the floor of the apartment. My rent invoices continued to come. When I called the automated system and finally, eventually managed to get a hold of a human, she said, "I'm sorry, we can't help you. You're not in our system. You are no longer a tenant." And I said, "You're right."
Cron drew on stories like this. She researched customer service relations and even case law. And she peppers her play with facts.
You know, I was on the phone with the representative for at least 45 minutes going over every line of fine print. And just as the call was ending, just to be clear, I said, "Just to be clear, we are talking about a 4% interest rate, right?" And the man said, "Yes, sir, you're all set at 32% interest," and then he hung up the phone.
That can't be legal.
Well, according to the Supreme Court's 1978 decision, Marquette versus First Omaha Services, it is.
I called him right back and said, cancel.
I thought it was hilarious when I read it.
That's Les Waters, the artistic director of Actors Theatre of Louisville. He got to know Cron 2 years ago, when her play In the Wake had a run at Berkeley Repertory Theatre, where Waters was associate director.
I think she's one of the smartest people that I know. She's very intelligent, very funny, and very compassionate. And it's like being in the presence of a great mind going at breakneck speed.
At the Humana Festival, Cron's newest work has been playing to nearly sold-out crowds.
I have come to realize that there is nothing people identify with more strongly than a customer service nightmare. And it's up there with birth and death.
And as with those two momentous life events, there's very little you can do once you're put on hold. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Kramer in Louisville.